What should we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Absolutely not. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who is mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, For this very purpose I caused you to be raised up, that I might show in you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So then, he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. You will say then to me, Why does he still find fault? For who withstands his will? But who indeed are you, a human being, to reply against God? Will the thing formed ask him who formed it, Why did you make me like this? Or hasn't the potter a right over the clay, from the same lump to make one part a vessel for honor, and another for dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath, and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath made for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory, us, whom he also called, not from the Jews only, but also from the non-Jews. As he says also in Hosea, I will call them which were not my people my people, and her who is not loved, loved. It will be that in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, there they will be called children of the living God. And Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, Though the number of the children of Israel are as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be kept safe. For he will fulfill the word and decisively in righteousness, because the Lord will carry out the word decisively on the earth. As Isaiah has said before, unless the Lord of hosts had left us a few survivors, we would have become like Sodom, and would have been made like Gomorrah.